Okay. So in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us a very monumental Yisoid, Bonam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. And what's interesting about this inyan of Bonam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem is that the Torah digresses to speak about Machalos Asuros. Let's try to understand a little bit the connection between Bonam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem and the Parsha HaSmuchala, which is the inyan of Machalos Asuros Befrat. And secondly, let's try to understand a very puzzling memor Chazal. Adam HaRishon was considered the greatest of Hashem's creations, Yitzir Kap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal have a lesson that this Adam HaRishon was so extraordinary, and he shined with such a light that Afilu Ikvay Shalom HaRishon, even the heel of Adam HaRishon, Hayamachal Gagal Chama, would be Mache Gagal Chama, it would make even the sun look dim because of the great light which shone from his heel. Chazal, which is very deep in his explanation. But the core of the Sugi Mitzvah Shem Tov people, in order to understand the ramifications, the depth of what it means, Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. So to begin, one of the very puzzling sugyas in all of Torah is the love which Yitzhak had for Esav. And the first of all, I'm wondering that if Yitzhak knew who the real Esav was, why did he wish to give him the brachas? Unless we assume that he didn't know, which could be. Torah paints that picture. But many of the Rafashim understand that it's not possible that somebody like Yitzhak didn't know who the true Esav was. We're not talking about a regular person, and if the Torah says he's blind, Pnimis HaTorah, blindness always means a higher vision. The Chazal referred to a blind person as a Sagi Nohar, which means too much light. So the Racham HaKadosh tells us in the beginning of the 27th parak, Parshas Toldos, Pasuk Aleph, "V'tam Yitzchak shehek chifis abrach Esav harasha." Why is it that Yitzchak wanted to give the brachos to Esav? Ki chashav, he thought shebim sos abrachos, that through these brachos he's hapech l'midas hatoyev yitiv dracha, that he would be a bal tshuva and do good. Because it pains the tzaddikim to see their children on the way of wickedness. And he wanted to do good for him. And it could be. Never happened. It could be that had Esav gotten the brachas, he would have had a turnaround. In fact, Chazal tell us, Yaakov was punished from withholding dina from Esav. It's possible that she would have brought him back with tshuva. Harisha Efshal Achsa Lamuta. Chazal are telling us that it was shayach for Esav to have done tshuva. Now, the Bali Musa don't learn that way, that Yaakov was punished from withholding Esav, withholding Dina, I should say, from Esav. But if you take a look at the Torah Tmima there, in Parshas Vayishlach, it's in fact, as Racham HaKadosh is telling us here, that had Yaakov given Dina to Esav, perhaps he would have been a bal tshuva. There was something which Yitzchak saw in Esav, which Yaakov didn't see. And we don't find that Yaakov tried to be Makayev Esav. He pushed him away. Similar to a klipa, a peel, let's say, on an orange fruit, that we peel off the peel and throw it in the garbage. And that, as Chazal explained, was the relationship between Yaakov and Esav, that the peel grows before the fruit, and Esav came out first because he's the klipa, kardim lepri. Yaakov was the pri, and Esav was the klipa, and Yaakov took Esav and threw him in the garbage. What's the nekudas hamachlekes between Yitzchak and Yaakov? Is Esav shaykh to tshuva? Is Esav not shaykh to tshuva? But to understand this, there's a very important Arizal in the Kutei Torah on Sefer Avadia. We know that when Adam HaRishon was Chayte, with the Chayte Adam HaRishon, it had great ramifications, shockwaves throughout the entire universe and all the Olamas. Adam himself had a tremendous Nefila, the whole world was downgraded tremendously. And this was on the level of three parts, which in Kabbalah and Chassidus is called Olamas, in the world of the Olamas, the world of Neshamas, and the world of Elokos. And Nishmas Yisrael, all the Neshamas that apply Yisrael, collectively, which were by Adam HaRishon, because Atem Kriyim Adam, Adam represents Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says. Many big Neshamas had a falling. And it re-explains, Ki Hinei Esav, Hayei Nitzoytze Kedusha Degar Shalai Gnuzas Befiv. There were sparks of Kedusha in his mouth, hidden, which is the secret of Vayehav Yitzhak as Esav Ki Tzayit Befiv. He had trappings of holiness in his mouth. V'lachein, therefore, Keshachata Chusham Roshay, when Chusham, the son of Dan, chopped off the head of Esav, Dilek HaRosh L'Mara, it tumbled into Maras HaMachpelah, V'nikra Yom Yitzhak, and was buried with Yitzhak. Ki HaKedusha Haisa B'Rosh HaLevad, because there was Kedusha, but only in the head of Esav, L'chein Nikva Shem, that's why it was quote-unquote Zeichet to be buried in Maras HaMachpelah. But again, together with Yitzhak, Yitzhak detected that Kedusha and loved that Kedusha. U'B'Yoyseh B'Makom Zeh Hayim Esgoy, and because he came from such a lofty place, that brought him to his gaiva. And says the Ari, U'mehakdusha hahu, and from that kedusha, yatsu geir Rashi Yisrael, very hailed great neshamas came from that kedusha. Who are they? Shmaya v'Avtalion, the Nasi and Avesdin, the great leaders, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva. Dal zeh nemar, and this the pasuk says, in Avadia, v'ha'avadati chacham me'adam, and I will discard, I will be oived, the chacham of Edom, of Edom, which is Esav. Pashup Shad and Pasuk would mean that Hashem will make a melchama, make a war against, let's say, the philosophers of Esav, like the Aristotles of the world. No. I will extract, Taishas the Arizal, the chacham of Yisrael, which is in the hands of Edom. V'lachin im kavon gerim. That's why we don't take gerim loss. I love what the Gemara says, L'maisa Mashiach, we don't take gerim. We're not in the business of making gerim. Klai Yisrael's tafkid is to bring back every neshama which belongs to us. That's what a true ger is. A neshama which is in the hands of foreign territory. The fact that the neshamas of Yekiv and Rabbi Meir were held captive by Esav will give us a Pesach, into the sugya, Mitzvah Shem. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir, we know the relationship. The Ari says that Rabbi Meir was the greatest of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, that after the Churban of the loss of 24,000 Talmidim, he rebuilt with only five. And the Ari says Rabbi Meir was the greatest of them. And we find in the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir share a common shita. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, that Tornus Rufus, that he asked Rabbi Akiva, if it's so that you are like Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you give tzedakah to an ani? If the Melech decrees that a man should be poor, who are you to go ahead and to provide for him? Akiva answered, I'll give you a different mashal. If a king throws his son from his house and he doesn't provide for him, and yet somebody else comes, one of the ministers, and secretly gives food to that son, don't you think the king will be ecstatic and so happy that somebody went ahead and took care of his child? As if to say, we're not avadim lamakom, or banim lamakom. And this sheet of Rabbi Akiva is supported from that which he says. In the third parak of Pirkei Avos, it's hard to discern the fact that Rabbi Akiva is the Baal Memra, because this mission is a continuation from the previous one, and begins with the words, Hu Haya Omer. It's almost like it's anonymous, but it's going back in the previous Mishnah. Who is the Hu Hoya Omer who says, Chavivin Yisrael Shenikraim Banim Lamakayim, Echiba Yisrael Neidas Lahem Shenikraim Banim Lamakayim, Shenayim Banim Atam Lashem Alakeichem. That's Rabbi Kiva. Akiva's of the Das, that Klai Yisrael has the status of Banim Atam Lashem Alakeichem, actual Banim Lamakayim. And Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir have this Machlekis in Kedushin Daflam and Vavam and Aleph. Rabbi Huda is of the opinion, Im Atem Noegim Kipanim, if Klai Yisrael has what's called a minhag banim, if we act like banim, then we have a din banim, and if not, we have a din eved. Akiva though, Rabbi Meir though says, Ben kach or ben kach banayim, it doesn't matter, Klai Yisrael always has a din banim, and he brings numerous psukim supporting this yisoid, that Klai Yisrael has the din of banim no matter what. And it would seem that the machlokes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir is within the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva established to his talmidim, and he taught, that Klai Yisrael has a din banim, and Rabbi Akiva, after having said that, comes along Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and they dispute to what extent does Klai Yisrael have a din banim lamakayim. But Rabbi Meir, in his tifkait, in his amkis, of which Chazal say that we normally don't paskan like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Meir, he was such a great light, he saw so far and so deep that we can't be oimin al shita, the paskin is lahalacha. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion of Banim Atam Lashem Alakeichem was across the board, Ben Kach or Ben Kach Banahim. And to understand, going back in this first shlav of this Dvar Torah, the love that Yitzhak had for Esav. According to that which the Arizal says, and according to that which the Racham HaKadosh says, Vayehav Yitzhak as Esav, why did he love Esav? Kitzayid Befiv, the Torah is giving the reason why. According to Racham HaKadosh, it's because he could do tshuva. He saw a spark of tshuva shayach to Esav. Goes along with that which the Arizal says, that he saw Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Kiva, Kitzayid Befiv. Because Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir have the opinion that a Jew always has a din ben. He's always ban al lamakar. Yitzhak didn't look at Esav as a Rasha who had no shaykhis. He looked at Esav as his ben. And even if he's such a Rasha, he has the status of Banim Atam Lashem Elokeichem, and if he's a ben, we have to look out for him. As the Rachem HaKadosh is mashma, going back to his words, Ki HaTzadikim Yichavu, it pains the Tzadikim, Ba'asais B'neihem Resha, when their Banim are doing Rishos. The din of Banim Atam Lashem Elokeichem is Machayivas to have Rachmanas. As it says, in Shema Yisraba, Perek Memvav, Sifkan Simin Dalid, Afal Pishe Yisrael Chaitim, even though Klai Yisrael does Chataim, Tzrichim L'rachim Aleihem, we have to have compassion, Mishum Shenemar, because it says, Banim Atem Hashem Alekech. It's Machai V'Sarachmanas. We see this, in fact, from that which Chazal say, that when Yaakov comes before Yitzhak, the Torah says, "Vayarach es reyach begadav." That he smelled his begadav. And Chazal say, "Altiki begadav el abaydav." He didn't smell his clothes; he smelled the rebels. Chazal being examples of Yosef Mashisa and others of the biggest Rishayim who did the most terrible acts, times of the Churban Beis Hamikdash and other times. Yitzhak smelled them, and he smelled the Gan Eden from them. He smelled the Tshuva Ktayrus from them. And that's because Yitzhak was able to discern within Esav, the sheath of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir. Because he was blind, he had that vision. He was a Sagi Nohar. Even the word Sagi Nohar, which means a great light, is the tait of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi is Sagi, a lot, and Nohar is a light. Rabbi Meir is a great light. He saw the light of Rabbi Meir by Esav, and therefore it said, Lishitasai, he can have a tshuva. Rabbi Yaakov did not see that. He didn't have that vision to be able to discern Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir by Esav. The Arizal, in explaining this yesod of the neshamas of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir, we know that Rabbi Meir, this great light of Rabbi Meir, when it comes to the begadim of Adam HaRishon, so the Torah tells us that after the Chait, Kadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed for Avraham and Chava, and he made for them, Vayas Lahem, kosnas or vayalbishem, garments of skin, and he clothed them with that. And Chazal tell us that b'tayrasso shel Rabbi Meir, in the Torah of Rabbi Meir, it doesn't say kosnas or with an ayin, it says kosnas or with an aleph. And the idea which Chazal are bringing out here is that Rabbi Meir, which is this great light, which is able to transform ore into ore, these are the clothes that Yaakovina was wearing, the Bigdei Chamudos, according to one day which is brought on the Yaakov Ruveni, I believe it's Tzioini, Sefer HaTzioini, that the clothes which Yaakov was wearing was these clothes of Adam HaRishon. And here the concept of that within the ore, within the terrible smell of a Chazal, say there's nothing which smells worse than the hides of Izim. He's able to smell the neshamas of the tshuva of the Rishayim. This is the secret of kosnas or with an ayin to kosnas or. That Esav was able to produce a light which Yitzchak was able to see, which is the Bikiva of Rimeir, to transform Boigdav, the Bali Tshuva. There's a secret which the Zohar speaks about. V'yaday Eichez is back of Esav. Then Yaakov, when he was coming out of the womb together with Esav, he took his hand and put it on the heels of Esav. And the Zohar says what this means is that Yaakov and Esav divided the months of the year. Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan Yaakov took, and Tammuz, Av, and Elul Esav took. But V'yado Echez Bakev Esav means that in the Ekev Hashana, the last month of the year, which is called the Ekev Hashana, which is the month of Elul, Yaakov took it back, and that's why it's called the month of Tshuva. Bnei Tzoscha speaks about this, based on Megala Mukais. Yaakov took it back, and that's why it's called Tshuva. Tshuva means to go from the dark side to the good side. And Elul is this man of Tshuva. It had a return. But especially as Asiras Yimei Tshuva, this is the secret of Yadai. The Zohar has a klal, whenever it says the word Yad, it always means Yud. 10 days, Gematria Yud, of Eichezes Bakev Esav, Yaakov has his hand on these 10 days of tshuva. Yaakov has his hands on the Ekev of Esav. Now what's the implication of the Ekev of Esav? So take a look at the words of the Arizal in Shamar Mari Chazal, Daf Beis Amud Beis, where he explains Rabbi Kiva had 5 Talmidim, Rabbi Meir being the greatest of them all. And he says, Tarasel Shar Rabbi Meir, that it said Kasnas Or with an Aleph, which tells us Tayraso ha'atsuma b'chachmasai, such a great Tayr and Chachma which he had, that he had this chiddush of kosnas or which nobody else was able to be machadish. V'yatak for amarnu, we already explained that the akeva of Adam HaRishon, of which Chazal say that it was machagag al chama, that it made even the sun look dim. Rabbi Akiva is called the akev, and the or is Rabbi Meir, from the lashon of or. Which means to say that at the heel of Adam HaRishon were these neshamas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir. That's why it had such a shining light that it made even the sun look dim. Because that's the Akevoi of Adam HaRishon, which is Rabbi Akiva, Shehaya Meir, which is Rabbi Meir. And the reason why Yaakov had his hand on the heels of Esav, because he was trying to take away those neshamas which belonged to the Akevoi of Adam HaRishon, to take back those neshamas. Little did he know, though, that it was hiding in the mouth of Esav. He kept it far away so that Yaakov couldn't reach it. But Yitzchak was able to discern it there, but Yaakov wasn't able to take it then. Eventually, Yaakov got it back. But that's not for now, when that happened. Actually, we'll just point it out now. Vayishakehu. That when Yaakov kisses Esav on his mouth is when he takes it back. this we can understand the connection to the Chazer, the connection between Bana Matam Hashem Elokeichem and the Sugi Machalos Asuros. The Torah tells us not to eat the Chazer, that although Kimafes Parsa, that it has split hooves, Loi Ma'ala Geira, it doesn't chew its cud. And we know Chazal tell us that Esav is called a Chazer, as it says in the Pasuk Yechar Semena, Chazer Miyar, Zeh Esav HaRasha. And the idea is that the Chazer has split hooves, which is a Simen Tara. And the Moshe of Zakin from Bali HaToisvis writes, why is it that Yaakov put his hand dafka on the Ekev of Esav? He explains, "Mipteisha Esav nikra Chazer." He's called a Chazer, as it says, "Yachar semena Chazer meyar." Ve'ein simen tahara bechazer rak be'ekev. The simen tahara for the Chazer is by his Ekev, is by his feet. Keep ma'afres parsa v'shasa shesa. That's why he took his hand dafka on the heel, because that's the simen tahara. That's where he thought the neshama was. That's where the tahara is. That's where the kedusha is by Esav. What's very interesting is that the idea which we're seeing here, that Bana Matam Hashem Elokeichem, which is Machayev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tav Rachmanis, like the Medrash says, as we embark on this tkufa now of Elul and Aseres Mechuvah, we're going to put this into practice, in Sisari, which is why this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh is like a hakdama to Chodesh Elul HaBalim Delo Toiva, because by the Tkiya Shefer, we're going to say, Im Kavadim, Im Kivanim, Im Kavadim. We're either like banim or like avadim. Im kibanim, if we're like banim, that we deserve it. If we have minhag banim, then rachamim kiraf banim. Even Rabbi Yehuda would be minded to that. But im kavadim, but if we're like avanim, einenu lechatlios, our eyes are hanging towards you. Ad shetachanenu that you should have rachmanes. V'soisi ka'or mishpatenu. What's the or mishpatenu? The or mishpatenu is the mishpat of Rabbi Meir. Because even if we're like avadim, according to Shitas Rabbi Meir, we could still be like banim. And it's very meduyak ka'or mishpatenu, because although, as we mentioned, we always pass on like Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir, the Rashba writes in Tshuvas that in this machlokes we pass on like Rabbi Meir. That we have a din banim no matter what. That's called ka'or mishpatenu. And we bank on that, we're counting on that during these days of Tshuva and Aseres Mechuvah and Chodesh Elul, that we should have the status of banim. I want to be a little bit more specific. Chazal say, Yechar semena chazir mi yo'ar, that this letter ayin in the word yo'ar, in mi yo'ar, is called a hanging ayin, the Gemara says. It's called an ayin tluya. It's like on a slant. What's the secret of the ayin tluya? So Chazal say in Medrash, that the asalavo, that ayin will be in aleph. Instead of being miyar with an ayin, it'll be miyar with an aleph. And that's exactly the whole inyan of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is able to turn ayin into alfin. And that's why even if you take miyar and you replace the ayin for an aleph, it's the letters of Meir. And so therefore, in this place where the Chazal darshin yechar semena chazir miyar, where we darshin Chazal say in Bereishis Rabba Samechei, Zeh Esav HaRasha, in that very place you find the Ayin Tluya, the Kosnas Or, to the Kosnas Or with an alpha of Rabbi Meir, and the name of Rabbi Meir. And that's where his signature is, right there. The Tikkun of Esav. And we know, Chazal tell us, that La'asalavo, the Chazer will become Kasher. That's why it's called Chazer. It'll be Chazer B'Shuva, the Chazer. This is the Koyach of Rabbi Meir, not to give up on any Neshama, Banim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, no matter what. And that's the reason why Elisha ben Avuya, who was his Rebbe, he was Matzel him. Chazal said that he took like a rimon. He took the peel, he threw it away, but that he ate the peiri. Hadar Elisha ben Avuya go after derech, because he heard a baskel say, Shuvu banim shayvim chutz me'acher. What was the problem? So the Shlah writes that he shouldn't have listened to the baskel. He should have said, Afal pichin, I'm going to do tshuva. But whose sheet is that, Afal pichin, I'm going to do tshuva? That's Rabbi Meir. Just like it says in the Torah, banim mashchisim. Rabbi Meir says, okay, it says that they're mashchisim, but it says banim mashchisim. But here too, by Elisha ben Avuya, it's a shuvu banim shayvim. Okay, they're shayvim, but they're also still banim. So therefore, it's shitas Rabbi Meir that the Gemara says that he's able to be matzul acher from Gehenim, because Rabbi Meir's shita is no matter how far Jew falls, banim atan Hashem Elokeichem. So therefore, Banamatem, this is Shitas Rabbi Kiva, Shitas Rabbi Meir, this is the Akevel Shalom HaRishayin. This is what we're going to be banking on, not on our own Zchuyos. Because if we had to depend on Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, if we're Noig Minag Banim, you know, we're in trouble. And that's what we see by the whole Seder of Aseret Yemei Tshuva and the Slichos, and especially by Ne'ilah. We're not counting on Rachmanis from the fact that we did a lot of good things. Everything is Hashem's rachamim. Hashem ka rachamachan, rachamachanon. We turn to Rosh Hashanah and we say, because we're banim to you, shalav rachmanis. So we pass like Rabbi Meir in this machlekes, and that psak, banim atem, according to Rabbi Meir, this is the ultimate Yeshua for Klal Yisrael in these times. So, heading into this man of the Ekev Hashanah, Shibzeicha, to what Shuvah really means, that all the fallen need tzitzin from everything which we've done, should all have Yeshua. And whatever neshamas are remaining left, and the mouths of Esav, should be able to extract them all. This is the secret of Loi Malageira. That the Chazir says Loi Malageira. But the Svar Makdashim explained Malageira comes from Lashem Aliyah to the Geira. Because the Geirim will have an Aliyah. So when the Chazir has a Tikkun, someone made that then all the Geirim which need to have an Aliyah will have an Aliyah. We should be Zeicha to that Yeshua, to the Geula, with this Or Gadol, which will be mere for us with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, mere for me.